tide. Let's go.
Woo! All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast today.
Today's forecast, a lot of sunshine, blue skies, marine clouds. Just a perfect day to go outside and relax. That's your forecast. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sunny day, sunny day, sunny days. No clouds in the sky, but
hey there, out there in the 1-2 world, this is Oliver, and welcome back here on this beautiful Wednesday, and it is 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time it is in the rest of the world, but I hope you guys had a good week since last Wednesday, had a good weekend, and that you got a chance to listen to your predictions. They are archived, and I forgot a sign. And somebody, I knew that by the end of last show, I knew I had forgotten a sign. I couldn't quite figure out which sign it was. Turns out it was Virgo. I was kindly reminded that Virgo was not in the lineup of predictions. So I do apologize for that. And also remember what I said last time is that also check out your moon and rising and your Venus and Jupiter. I think that should cover it all. But and the same thing for Virgo. So before we get into tonight's show, which I have a very dear friend with me as a guest, her and I, we can chat for hours, which of course we don't have, but we sometimes wish we did. But that's not the case. She's going to be on after I have tackled the whole Virgo thing here, and so I think we should just jump in there before. Well, let me just first say tell you that you can join us over in the chat room. Go to 12radio.com, check the button up in the left hand corner that says chat. It'll take you to Facebook, and that's where our chat room is. And if you want to do that, it's going to be sort of more of an interactive experience and more full. You can talk to other people in the chat room. It's a fun place to be. So don't deny yourself that if you're not driving or if you're not changing diapers. I don't know, maybe, who knows, or cooking dinner. It's that time. If you're just sitting at your desk, then you can do that. Okay. So let's move on and let's go over and let's see what's happening with Virgo. And this is from today's date until December 31st, obviously. And as we did last week, I turned two cards, and one was just to get an sort of see where each sign has been, what was to come, and how to tackle what is upcoming, and that's how I did it. And then we went down the list of zodiac signs, except I very, very regretfully skipped over Virgo. How could I? And it's not because I have anything against Virgo. Sorry, I'm dropping my cards all over the place. Because I am turning the tarot here, and I will explain to you the cards that that I'm turning. So this is going to be a fun show. I can already feel it because I'm all over the place. I'm all over the map. So let me tell you, I teach this intuition course, which I'm about to bring online instead, and that's why it's taken a little while. Also because it's been such a weird summer for me, but the program is actually done, and which I'm happy. Now I just have to sort of bring it online, and I do have some guinea pigs because the first round of this course online is going to be a trial because I'm going to see how it goes. But anyway, back in the days when I taught it live, which I probably will again one day, I took the course to a place here in Ontario in Canada, a cute little town called Georgetown. And I was at this restaurant, a cafe restaurant, where I was doing the intuition course. Anyway, one of the exercises that I have in there as we get along, as we move on way into the practice, is I put an image in an envelope and, you know, people obviously can't see what it is, and that's where you need to use your intuition. What is it that you're sensing? What's in there? So this lady, she was in my class, and she looked at me, and she's like, I can't do this. I was like, oh, come on, just say something. She said, no, I'm all over the map. And so what happens was, I said, okay, well, let's see what's in the envelope. And when she opened the envelope and pulled the image out, it was a map. I thought that was funny. But that's how intuition works. You don't always have to. That's when you don't know. You actually do know. All right, I digress. I think my guest right now, she's probably vacuuming or something like that because I'm taking my time. Or maybe she's dusting her computer, or maybe she's poking her nose or making a coffee, or who knows? She could also she's making a margarita by now. I mean, I don't know. She did come and visit me in Mexico, and we had a few down there, because they pretty much just throw them at you. They're so cheap, like $3. Anyway, Virgo, here we go. How are you doing, Virgo? Let's just see here. Then the first card that I'm turning here for you, Virgo, that is Five of Wands. Oh, yeah. That brings me immediately to a place where I would say that you have been so close to reaching your goals. And I would say that more than close, it has been almost there. I mean, it has not been all that easy to get there. It has taken sort of a certain sense of, I say goals, it could be just about anything that you sort of have worked hard for, and that may just have it may have escaped you, just like last minute. It could have been you applying for a new job, I don't know, it could be a promise of a new relationship, or it could, there are certain things where you were almost there at the finish line, and then it seems to collapse onto you, and you didn't quite get to where you needed to be. You didn't quite get the sense of actually being able to utilize what it is that you have inside of you, which is very unique. I'm talking about creativity. I'm talking about your brilliant mind. I'm talking about how you go about things and how you can actually put things in motion, which is sort of your natural ability to do that. So, and that, of course, can be quite frustrating in my world if it had been me. But see, you don't give up. And what you might not realize, because sometimes these obstacles, they can seem a lot bigger than they are in reality. And they can also seem like we don't get anything done at all. But the funny part here, not the funny ha-ha, but the funny part here is that you actually managed to plant seeds anyway. It just that in your pursuit of getting where you needed to go, and while everything collapsed under you, it's almost like it was just not time yet. It was like it was almost like when we're too eager to get somewhere, but the rest of the world can't keep up with us, and so we need to slow down. So I think on some level, you were not being pushed forward, but you were kind of being held back because there were certain other things in the background that needed to catch up with you. And that's very interesting, because in all of this, you actually managed to plant some seeds. Now, what you are absolutely doing, and you may even be aware of it. Now, what I want to tell you, because this is what's going to come up for you over the next couple of months here, up until the rest of the year, because you are going to reap the rewards, and the fruits are going to be ripe, so you could just pluck them. But it won't happen if you keep sort of just sit and wait for it to sort of grow out of the ground and be there for your taking. It's like watching a kettle boil, you know how slow that can go. And so you sort of need to leave it alone for now. And then eventually over this period until the end of the year, you will actually see the results of what it is that you have actually sown. And I know that some of you out there may not feel that you did anything, but I can tell you did, because it can come in so many different forms. this, you know, planting seeds, you could just have worked so hard for where you want to go and then it collapsed and then nothing came out of it. But in reality, you made an impression. So you, so let's say you were going for a new job, and you didn't get it, like you were maybe the second person to get the position and it went to the first person instead and you didn't get it and da 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 da, but you made an impression on the people who interviewed you, and then something collapses within the that whole procedure of giving the whole interview procedure, and the candidate, the first candidate, decides not to go that route, and then they call you up because you made such an impression, and then it comes back. That can be the same as planting seeds. So I think, yeah, so but just know that, keep carry it in your heart, so to speak. And I mean that in a sense of, there's no need to go looking or searching for it. There's no need to go back and reinvent the wheel or keep sending emails or any of that. I would just let it be and then see all the magic happening in front of you, because it will happen. And I believe that that's gonna unfold over the rest of the year for you. And so it's actually really good news. I wouldn't say allow yourself to be a little bit patient, because we don't like that word. But I do want to say, give yourself an opportunity to also pursue other things, things of interest, hobbies, something that you like to do. Spend time with family, go out with your loved ones. Maybe even if you have the opportunity, maybe to send out resumes to different places if it's work you're looking for, because it's going to pop up. And it's going to pop up when you're not looking. So that's the key here. Do not look. Actually, forget about it. And just go on with your life. And then suddenly it's going to be knocking on your door. So that's you, Virgo. And now I think that I have actually managed to get all the signs under the belt. There you go. I can send you out the door now. Go play. So that's how I will wrap up my predictions for each zodiac sign for the rest of the year. And that will also be the time now where I am ready to bring this beautiful girl on that I call her my sister from another mister. And we tend to get into a lot of trouble when we're together. That's just the way it is. What can you do when you're that close, right? Because we sort of finish each other's sentences and all that good stuff. It's just like we're sort of attached to the hip. And there's a reason why somebody out there way back in the days called us the Narcy Twins. I don't know what that was all about, because I certainly don't think that had anything to do with anything, because that's not us, Jamie, is it?
No, of course not.
So if you're not aware that my guest tonight is the wonderful Jamie Dawn, who is also on here. She premiered her show here on 1-2 Radio on Mondays a couple of months ago, right?
It's actually been a good 8 months. I started, I want to say it was February is when I kicked it off.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a while. It started out as where I could do pre-records. I couldn't be live very often. And then life takes over. It's Mondays. And oftentimes it's a re-record or a replay. I mean, anyways, it's a labor of love. And I appreciate flexibility with people listening. But I'm also producing content on YouTube with my Celestial Wisdom videos and my memes on social media for new and full moons by sign. You know, so I, and of course I'm available at 1-2 listen. So I'm available. It's just my show. Yes. My show's on Mondays at 11 a.m. on 1-2 Radio, which I'm super happy about.
And so therefore I will encourage everyone who's listening here now today, if you haven't listened to Jamie on Mondays, then you better go and do that now. No, well, not right now, because it's Wednesday. That's you can't.
No, right now you need to listen to this show.
Yeah, you need to listen to us right here, right now, because I had to finally recruit Jamie. See, sometimes it's a little hard to, you know, so, and she was like, oh my God, Friday is perfect. Oh, then Friday is perfect for me too, you know, because it is pre-recorded, everyone out there. My shows, they are pre-recorded, just so everyone knows. And there's a reason for that. And That's because I like to edit my own shows.
I get it. We need to be edited sometimes. Just ask people who know us.
Seriously, I tell people I'm not a control freak a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's the map?
The control freak in me acknowledges the one in you. It's all good. I was going to say, I don't think I've been anywhere. When you get your mind set on something, there is nothing that's going to detour it.
That is true. But you know what? Though, seriously, you're absolutely right. And every time I do it, I always stop up and I go, why couldn't it be something really important in my life? Why does it have to be where to find the next cup of coffee? You know, like, I mean, it's like stupid things like that where I will not give up.
But you know what? That lends me to how easy it is, I know for myself, to over-engineer things. Like, we just make things so complicated, you know?
I know.
And it's like, oh my God, it's hard, but it doesn't have to be difficult. We just add in the difficulty. It's like we're playing some stupid video game of going, okay, let's go to the next level.
Oh, that would be me. That would be me. Like, I hate when you play these, not hate, that's such a strong word, but when you play those games like Angry Birds and you have to have 3 stars, you know, you don't really have to have a 3 stars to go on to the next level. But it irritates me to see only 1 star.
Do we even mention the Duolingo argument that you had? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just say there was a moment in time a few years ago, about 5, and you were learning Spanish on Duolingo, and there's this game, which is great. That's how we learn as kids and adults or whatever. We learn the best when we're playing games, right? But you didn't think the game was fair the way that Duolingo was set. So you went after Duolingo. You went to them, and you were like, I'm lodging my complaint. I'm just like, are you learning Spanish or not?
So for those of you out there, you know, Duolingo, you know, you get to these different levels all depending on how much you times you put in, right? And then you can see the one, but you could see who you were competing against, right? You know, who put more times in. And and I really sat with that Duolingo and with like almost 24/7. This dude just went straight ahead of me. I'm like, what?
Can we say hashtag competition? A little competitive, are we?
Well, in certain areas, I guess I am a little competitive.
Hey, I have been accused of being way too intense about things that are important to me, but most people don't find them that important. Like, you know, my resting bitch face at the gym. It's so funny because I'll talk to, like, people will come up to me and they're like, wow, you're actually really nice. And I'm like, yeah, why? Well, you just seem so focused. I'm like, I am. I'm lifting heavy weights. I'm not really here to have a social event, you know? But I've, if you need that. Me, if you have a question, I'm happy to answer.
I've seen that face.
It's not personal. I'm just concentrating.
And by the way, don't wake Jamie up with cootie cootie noochie noochie in the morning. Don't say lovey little lovey lovey dovey words to her when you go up to her room where she's sleeping. If you have ever seen a demon, if you have never seen a demon, then you will see one then.
You didn't bring coffee. That was the difference.
It was like, does those compliments come in a coffee?
I live on caffeine. I fully admit, I know there's people out there that abhor the idea of caffeine, substances, things like that. I love caffeine and it loves me back. And believe me, you love me more because of it.
Yeah, I agreed. So what did I do? I ran down to the kitchen immediately and got some coffee and brought it up. And the angel came out.
Yeah, there's that.
So take a note, you know, if you ever end up in a hotel or something like that where Jamie's sleeping and you want to, you know, wake her up, always make sure you got caffeine in your hand.
I, you know what, here's the gift of age. I'm getting more mellow with age, and I don't have as much bugaboos as I once did.
Bugaboos.
So, yes, those are little bugaboos, you know?
What is that? Okay, Bugaboo's. That one I haven't heard.
We all have our shadow. Let's talk about shadow for a second, because Pluto.
Bugaboos, and then we have Buttfuck Egypt.
Why?
And then we have
yuck my yum.
Don't yuck my yum. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I have learned English from Jamie. So
I'm so sorry. At least I'm not making you play a game and compete against somebody.
What did I do that?
Duolingo.
Oh.
So, I mean, hello. We just had that conversation. Squirrel. So.
There are squirrels around there. They all the way out. They stare at me when I walk the streets here in Toronto.
Hey, look, I believe nature talks to us all the time, so I am not going to...
At least they're not crocodiles like in Puerto Vallarta.
No.
But anyway, talk about Pluto, because we are having a blast here, us Capricorns, because we're doing our little happy dance. So how happy should we really be?
It's POV, of course, point of view, but I would say that Capricorn should feel an exhale starting November 19th when it officially leaves Capricorn and moves into Aquarius, never to be seen again in Capricorn. I say never again, but for a very, very long time, 246 years it takes for Pluto to go through all the signs. So we won't see it in our lifetime again. However, the cool thing is, as an astrologer intuitive, I love following other astrologers and seeing what they write about different things. And I ran across one that I thought was a beautiful summary that I want to share. And he was saying that we're ending a 6,500 year period of relationship based on dominance, power, and control, and entering into a relationship paradigm based on equality, equanimity, and peace. Then on top of that cycle, we are within the last 400 to 500 year transition. We're closing a 2000 year age of Pisces, which was all about blind faith, innocence, naivety. And we enter into a more enlightened phase of Aquarius. So we have all of these really cool patterns that are leaving and new ones that are emerging. Now, we know there's a shadow to everything. So being more enlightened doesn't mean we're all going to sit on a mountaintop in Kumbaya.
Oh, I was going to go find one right now.
What I will say is that for me, enlightenment means that at every moment I have a choice. Information is power. Well, guess what? If I'm that enlightened where I know I have a choice, I have to be responsible, because that means that I know I have the power to influence the next moment.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's huge. Are we ready? Not everybody is.
No, I would agree with you that I always talk about consciousness and being aware in the moment. I mean, because, you know, as long as you bring your awareness with you when you make a choice, or you're conscious about your choice, then there's nothing that can really sort of, like, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, but let's say that, you know, it's not good for you to eat bacon, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, but if you make a conscious choice about it and say, I know it's not good for me, but I'm making a conscious choice and I'm going to do it now because I really feel like it. I don't know if that makes sense. I've just took an example, but you have the awareness and the consciousness behind it. And as long as it doesn't hurt other people, I see no problem in that. But I think the enlightenment that you're talking about is also, for me anyway, is the consciousness behind where we do the awareness and consciousness about where we want to go and how we want to participate in life and how we want to participate in each and every moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because if I may use this as an example, right? I mean, we all know that right now the whole world is kind of crazy, and there's an election coming up in the US, and it, as always, two camps divided, you know, divide and conquer, right? And you just have to go on Facebook and you see all these memes and people, they are spewing their ideas and their verbal vomit, you know, all over Facebook about one candidate after the other, you know, and it's divisive. So in that moment, you have a choice, you know, what is it that you want to represent online and how is that you want to come across. I'm not always perfect. I have maybe put a post or two where I have sort of like indicated my beliefs, but at the end of the day, I try not to, because it's not gonna change anybody. On the contrary, it's like just shake the hornet's nest, and you just stir up feelings and as animosity, when in reality, you know, like just, you know, that there are just ways where we don't necessarily have to look like we're against each other, but let's come together and unite, you know, if we can.
I agree. And here's the thing, is that I think it's perfect training ground to be able to put into practice all these things that started long before, but it really got accentuated during the pandemic, which was the mental health and the well-being and more self-awareness and all of that coming into play. People were like, wait a minute, all I have to look in the mirror is myself, because I can't interact with people in person right now, the pandemic, right? And so It's like, okay, I need these skills so that I can get to know myself better, be okay with my emotions, which is empathy, which is what we need. It's part of the evolution of human beings. And then now that we're connecting again, what do we do with it? And now we have this stirred up training ground, if you will, to be able to practice to say, I feel consternated about, I feel angry, I feel divided, I feel all these things. But the enlightenment is, I have a choice with how I express that. You're allowed to feel what you feel.
Well, yeah. And you should feel the way you feel. I mean, they're like, this is not about denying how you feel in the moment.
Right.
Right. I mean, because that never leads to anything good.
Right.
When you suppress your feelings, your true feelings, that's like putting things into a pressure cooker, you know, and eventually it's just going to go boom, you know.
Right. Exactly.
I have to admit that is one of my least charming qualities, that I have a tendency to keep things in that little pressure cooker, and then eventually it just take a little push and I blow up.
Beautiful awareness. So this is why, and we know this too, is that very often we are feeling something and we are having these internal conversations. And the minute we have the conversation out loud to someone, especially the person or situation that we're working with, we feel better. The pressure's taken off. So why not? And I'm guilty. And you know this, Oliver, because you're one of my very few people that I will reach out to and go, okay, I'm going to talk. I go recluse. I sit and I'm an internal processor. When I'm working through something, trying to wrap my head around it, as I call it, I will spend hours, even days, just quiet. But what I found, and I know this for myself, it takes a lot of energy and conscious action on my part to reach out and go, so I need to talk about this. And then once I do, the pressure's off.
Yeah. You know? No, but see, it's funny you're bringing that up, because I know that about you, that you will always, I can, like, if we FaceTime or something like that, I look at you and I just know something is wrong.
Yeah.
Is anything, are you okay? And you're like, it's fine. But I want to hear about you. How are you doing?
That's called deflection.
I know. I usually don't buy into it.
I know. Hey, we all have our shadow.
But I'm saying it from a really loving point of view, because when you do actually open up, I mean, that's also something that I think it's something that's really has a lot of value to it, because when you do open up, then you know you have to listen. Then it's like, okay, I will listen. This is it. Yeah. It's not just bullshit that's coming out. It's not just you having to vent or anything else. Now we're talking seriousness here. So I better put on my ears.
Well,
and
I have to say, you know, the thing is that I feel safe with you. Thank you. And I know that it's confidential. Thank you. And I also know that I have a perfect partner to create a telenovela with. And that serves me. Let me tell you, my stories are so much better when I tell you.
Yeah, we do laugh a lot.
We do. And the nice thing is we feel safe enough to be able to poke at each other and not take it personally. You know, you're like, you call me out on my shit. I get it. I love it.
Well, you know? Do the same thing with me, you know, like, so seriously. So we just like look at each other like dumbfounded, like, what did I just say that? Oh, you put on this face going, fuck man, she knows me way too well. Why can't you just shut the fuck up?
And so I share that. We talk about this and we're making it very personal with us. But I hope the audience is listening and following suit. Find that person that you feel safe, that you can trust, that you know can be held in confidence, and laugh at yourself with them. Know that, and also you need somebody who's going to speak truth to you, you know? Yeah. So I definitely think that's so, so important.
Well, last week I shared with the listeners, you know, I didn't go into details about my time in, you know, not part of my time in Mexico, you know, God only knows. And then also everything that happened over the summer, you know, like from one thing to the other, to the point where I took down a whole flight center, you know, but what I did say, what I shared last week was that it came to a point where I was like, I can't take anymore. And then when something did happen, I was like, I can only laugh now. Now I can only laugh. Because obviously I must be able, it can only happen to me because God knows that I can handle it. I mean, that must be the reason, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you just laugh. I mean, as long as I'm not hurting in my eyes, as long as they're not like poking needles in my eye, then I don't care. So.
Yeah, thank God that's done. Jesus.
Well, I'm going on the 11th for a checkup. So and I still have to be aware because I can feel sometimes that it wants to go backwards when I want it to go forward. Mm. But I can tell you the world looks very funny from that eye now. It's like walking one of those fun houses in an amusement park with the mirrors.
Well, consider this. You have a whole different point of view than most people, and you get to bend and fracture vision. That's kind of cool.
Well, this is kind of cool. But it just is what it is. But thank God they saved my sight, right? So, and typical me, you know, I didn't take it seriously, right? I was going, oh, yeah, it'll go away. You know, I was literally blind on my right eye, you know, because of that retinal that had detached. And I just, nah, it's gonna change. Oh, whatever. It's gonna go back, you know. Like, whatever. And I had this friend here who's like, "You gotta go." He went through exactly the same. He said, "You gotta go to the emergency room right now."
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, it's gonna go away." He called me every day. Finally, to the point where, okay, I'll go. And the minute I went in, I went straight through up to the 8th floor where they have the specialty clinic. They didn't waste any time whatsoever.
And they saved your vision.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
it was beautiful. They took it very seriously.
Yeah.
But I had to walk with my head tilted to the left all the time. So I looked very funny out on the streets, you know. And then when I was sleeping, you know, every 4 hours I had to sleep lying flat down. And every other 4 hours I had to sleep with a pillow under my head. And then 4 hours. So I had to set my alarm.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, this was serious business, I'm telling you. I did not know, and I did not know an eye could take so much beating. Holy crap.
Well, you know what? You're pointing to something that I mentioned in my light and shadow report. I like writing monthly blog on that. And I was talking, and one of the biggest things about Pluto in Capricorn and then these Libra Aries eclipses that we've had the last 18 months, we've been working with relationship, and most people automatically think romance. And I'm pointing us back to relationship to everything. We're in relationship to everything. And so it's like, this is a perfect example of how your relationship to your health has changed. And it's like, my relationship is, I take it seriously, but I don't take myself so seriously. I learned to laugh. Yeah. I learned to take right action when I need to take action and to be disciplined to do the recovery that needs to happen and, you know, things like that. And so I think that's been a big theme for so many people. It's like, what's my relationship to my body or my relationship to money? What is my relationship to relationships? You know, that has changed for me when it comes to especially familial relationships and witnessing what Tatiana, my daughter, has been going through with her birth family on her dad's side and the experience that we had when we went back to East for Samson, my grandson's birthday. Is there was expectations on my end in the past that I was like, Well, I need to be open to friendship. I need to be the bigger person by, you know, having a conversation, showing that I'm friendly to them. And I thought, no, actually, the bigger person is to honor the boundaries that they've clearly set, which is they don't want a relationship with me. And quite frankly, they're not people I want a relationship with. I haven't talked to them in 18 years. Why would I start now?
True. That's a very good point.
So it was that. So for me, I changed my perspective on relationship to what I thought should be, because we're supposedly co-parenting, which we're not. Obviously, my kids are adults now, but I changed my perspective on I need to break through their boundaries by showing them how nice I am and that I've moved on and they've moved on and, you know, all that sort of thing. It's like, no, wait a minute. The boundary is they don't want to interact with me. So I'm going to honor that. And I didn't force anything. I was open that if a conversation happened, like I talked to my ex's wife, they've been married for 15 years. She actually showed up and her and I had lovely conversations. She was helpful with the decorating and all that sort of thing. So her and I interacted just fine for 2 days, you know, but anybody else, we just didn't speak, and that's okay.
Yeah, so. Of course. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, so just to which, by the way, which I think is incredibly, I love when I hear stories like that, because, you know, why not, right? Why not?
Yeah.
So, because it's like we tend to seriously get our knickers caught in the the bicycle wheel, you know. So it's just, is that a Danish saying? I don't know. but it's like we tend to take ourselves so seriously, and we kind of hold grudges and we can't let things go. But I mean, and it's so freeing once you do, you know. Would also like just to trace it back to my whole experience with my eye. I mean, because I was an outpatient and it was like 10 hours every day, and there was just one girl who worked on me. She was not a resident. She was a whatever she called herself. Very sweet, Aurora. I think she was from Poland.
Her name was Aurora?
Yeah.
I love that name. That's one of my favorites. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, we fought like an old couple, been married for years. I have a very weird eye. So it was on my right eye, but I have a very weird eye because when I was a kid, I was born cross-eyed, or is that how you say it in English?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cross-eyed. So it was very severe. My eye would just seriously roll back in my head, you know. So I had surgery on my right eye as a kid, and which means that they tighten up the muscle, basically, I guess, in order for me to be able to look kind of straight. When I get really tired, you can see that my eyes, they just go all over the place. So the problem was that exactly where the crack in the eye, so to speak, that they had to repair, where everything spilled out of, which sounds very gross, I know, sorry, that was exactly on the right, that was on the right side, I think it was. I can't remember how it was, but she was real fighting. She said, look to the right. I am looking to the right. She said, no, you're not. I am. I can't look any further. Seriously. It was all the time, but I couldn't because the muscle in my eye is that tight because of the surgery I had as a kid. So I couldn't look. So she had such a hard time locating it in order to put the laser and everything else over it, right? And it was painful. Oh my God, it was painful. And so it led to, I think this, I went in on a Tuesday. So this was a Saturday. See, it was every day. Also Saturday, I went in again. And I had been there since 4 o'clock, and now it was 11 o'clock at night. And they were not done. And I swear to God, I broke down in tears. I said to her, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I broke down. I had to just, all my defenses, I just had to surrender and let everything go and tell her, I can't anymore. I'm in so much pain.
Yeah.
I said, I gotta go home now. I need rest.
Yeah.
And she said, but now you're doing so well. We have to. I said, you can't. I'm sorry. It ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to know your limits, you know.
So that was like not only just a relationship with my health, it was also a relationship with my boundaries and who I am as a person, you know. How far are we willing to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that we're in the energy of right now is looking at our boundaries. And we're heading into our last full moon in Aries eclipse on the 17th of October. And so what we're being worked over right now is looking at the areas of our lives where we've compromised our boundaries or we weren't clear on what they were. And we've allowed people to do things because people behave the way we allow them to, you know, they treat us that way. And because they think, well, they don't care, so I can keep doing what I've been doing. And we're making a turn towards, wait a minute, in order for me to be in a healthy relationship with you, this is what needs to happen. And that's also, you know, for me to be in a healthy relationship with, let's say, money, I need to have healthy boundaries with how I spend it, right? Or how I save it, or what, how I make it, things like that.
Yeah. Just stay away from Temu.
Amazon and Temu are the devil.
Temu's worse.
Temu's taken over where Amazon left off
because it's so dirt cheap. So I like the little, you know, coupons, you know, and then you're like, this doesn't work, so I have to spend $300 in order to get, I have to spend this much money in order to get that. I'm like, anyway.
Yeah, I will be vulnerable and admit there was something, an advertisement for a product that I saw on Facebook. It was probably a month or two ago that I was like, I'm going to buy this. And then as soon as I did, I had buyer's remorse and I asked for a refund. I got it. They never shipped it, you know, all that sort of thing. But it was just one of those. I was like, okay, Jamie, really? You're doing retail therapy for what reason? What are you avoiding, distracting yourself, escaping from right now? You know? And so I had to face my shadow on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I must admit I have bought things on there where when it finally shows up, I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I really, seriously.
Do you know what? This is a stupid example, but I went to Costco. So my partner and I are going to his father's house for dinner on Saturday night, and we love lamb chops. I know. And Costco has some of
rosemary and garlic.
Well, we have this thing called panther piss.
What?
Yeah, it's called panther piss. That's what his father calls it. He's hysterical. I love him so much. And it's basically whatever's in the cupboard you make this marinade with.
Yeah.
And it always turns out brilliant. Anyways, so I went to Costco because they have some of the best lamb chops. And there was only four to select from. Four packages out of all of them at Costco. I was like, what is this, Lamb Friday or something? Anyways. I couldn't make a decision. My Libra moon kicked in because they were so small, the ones that were left. And I was like, oh, I can't decide. So I'm holding these two packages and some gentleman walks up and goes, the one on the right. And I look at him, I'm like, I don't know. They're kind of small. I might get both. And that's what I did. I bought both of them because I couldn't make a freaking decision.
That's a typical Libra thing.
I know. So I guess we're going to be having lamb for like a week.
But that's fine. You know, like at least you're doing the lamb a favor. It doesn't go to waste. You know,
I thought that was a lamb of God.
My mind
went to another phrase.
But anyways. See, like I do the same. At one point, you know, it was a couple of years ago, you know, I came off the subway. I was crossing Church Street to my old place down in Toronto. And I couldn't make up my mind whether I wanted to go and get some get a movie and food or just go home and have what I had in the fridge. I stood in the middle of the street and walked back and forth while cars were driving by.
I believe that to be
and
true.
And eventually, and I was so much in my head at one point, I looked up and I was like, okay, this is going to get you killed.
God, I tell you, that shadow side, man, when it pops up, you're just like, oi, 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 you know?
So my doctor's in Puerto Vallarta, right? They are out in bumfuck Egypt, as I told you when you were there. So I had to see them before I came here because I had to do some checkups, and I wanted to... It got dark because I went to see the doctor at 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Well, that's what they had a time. That was the time, you know. And then I decided I wanted to save money, you know. So I was going to walk a good portion of that. You know, of that whole thing back before I ordered an Uber so I could save a little money, you know. Mm-hmm. In Mexico, they don't have sidewalks.
Jesus.
They have, on the other hand, a lot of traffic that just goes by really fast. And they have ditches that you almost fall into all the time. Mm-hmm. So I walked about 10, 15 minutes and I was like, yeah. I guess I'd have to call that Uber now. I can't spend that money in heaven anyway. If it is heaven, I'm going to, you know?
I know.
It was, God, man. It's just these ideas we sometimes come up with, you know, in our heads. And we just end up going, what the hell? What were you thinking?
But you know what? You named it. We're in our heads. We're not in our hearts. We're not in our bodies. We're in our heads. No. We're overthinking and we're trying to let the mind make the decision. See, very often we think the mind makes the decision and it can because we're giving it that power, but really it's our bodies that should be making the decision. And that's what I did with the lamb. I had checked in. I was like,
yeah,
okay, what am I really sensing here? I was actually under some duress around choosing these lamb chops. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to buy both. And you know what? That's what I did. And as soon as I made that decision, I actually felt at rest because I wasn't overthinking it.
Well, so there was the cure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just it. The body's always talking to us. And so it's like, okay, you know, like I was talking about when you think you have this problem that you're trying to solve in the mind. If you go into the body and you feel into it and you talk about it and you allow yourself to feel through it, all of a sudden it just makes sense.
It does. But isn't that's the interesting point. Isn't that what they say? The longest journey is from your mind to your heart.
Yep. That is so true.
And I think I said that last week too. So I repeat myself a lot, but you know what? That's a good thing.
It's worth repeating. It's worth repeating. And do you think, well, here's the thing. We often curse that. It's like, why did it take me so long to get into my heart? Well, what about the journey itself? You know, how was that? What did you learn? How did you become more self-aware? What was the experiences that you had? Don't curse it. I say this all the time too, is that we can't keep orphaning our shadow side. It's part of us. We need to integrate it. Don't curse it.
It's like when people, they curse their ego. I'm like, well, what you're going to do is there. I'm not going to go anywhere.
You wouldn't have a human form if you didn't have ego.
No, exactly. It's I am, you know. So
exactly.
But people, they're like, oh, it's that ego. I'm like, yeah, but why is that so bad?
Yeah, I mean, only if it takes over.
Yeah, it's bad if it runs the show. But right. I mean, you can ask it sometimes to just take a back seat. Okay.
Right.
I mean, this is the whole that is, as it, you know, if we are so sort of like at least kind of normally functioning.
Right.
I'm not going to pretend that I'm always that person, but then you can afford to give yourself what we talked about, that self-awareness, and start checking in with yourself and become aware of who you are and the words that you say. I mean, God only knows the things I've said in like throughout life, you know, where I'm going, why did I say that?
Yeah, but you know what? That self-awareness is exactly what we need in order to form healthy boundaries, in order to know what we value, mm-hmm. in order to live on purpose, in order to treat ourselves as well as we would treat someone else, you know? I'm on a mission to treat myself and talk to myself the way that I do others. I have been terrible at the way I talk and treat myself in the past.
Yeah, me too. And I agree with you, Jamie, that me too. But see, I'm afraid right now that I'm becoming too harsh in a way, because I really have, you know, like what we like to say, we have no more fucks to give.
Right.
But we've reached that age. And what it is, that the way I'm at right now, it's not that I'm impatient, I think, but It's just that when it really matters, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm not going to be the nice guy.
Sure, I get that.
And I've seen it. I frighten people, or people don't recognize me because I'm usually not the pushover anymore. I'm no longer the, you know, okay, we'll figure it out. You know, I like soft spoken. You know, like, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that. What? I said, no, it just doesn't align with me. No, sorry.
Yeah. And you know, I think it points back, and granted, you're not mean about it when you are direct. I think that's what you're pointing to, is that you're just direct about it. And that's just it, is that, you know, I default to do no harm, and that, but speaking my truth as far as what I want and don't want is important. And, you know, and yes, I think it is that gift of age where you don't have fucks to give, and you're just like, you know what, that doesn't resonate with me. That's my phrase. You know, this doesn't resonate with me, but please enjoy yourself.
It's like here in Puerto Vallarta before I left, I think it was. I went out with a friend of mine, you know. We went out and went to this place, the bar or whatever, and there were some tourists there. There's one guy from I think he was either Canadian, American, I don't know what he was. But I was just standing there minding my own business, you know, and he came up to me and he looked at me, oh, you look so angry. Why are you so angry looking? And I just looked at him and said, you know what? You're way too close to me and you're in my energy field. That's why I'm angry.
That's called healthy boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it.
No.
But he just walked away and thought I was weird, but that's fine.
That's
it's
okay.
It's not my business what people think about me, you know?
No, because you know what? Not everybody's going to like us. But not everybody's going to love us. And that's just the way it is, you know? And when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, and this is just a POV here, but how much time and energy do you have to please everybody?
Yeah, exactly. It gets exhausting at the end, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I there are certain people that I have a lot more patience with than I have with others, you know, because because they mean the world to me, you know. So so of course you go that extra length for people that you know will also be there for you in case it was vice versa. But then that comes with time when you get to know people. I like my family, you know. I mean, I never say no to my sister, right? Never, ever.
I know.
To the point where sometimes, you know, I fucking shoot myself in the foot, you know.
I know. But you know what? Here's the thing, is that you're also pointing to how much do you invest? Do they invest the same? Is there reciprocity, right? Is this a good investment of my time and energy? Am I seeing this reciprocated?
Yeah, right. It is a good invest. It certainly is a good investment because, you know that you've been to Denmark and you see how we live and take care of each other there, you know, and the
Absolutely.
Family, right?
Absolutely.
So of course it's worth it, you know. So that's important. But there are certain people, you know, where it's like, okay, now it's too much.
Right.
Now I'm not going any further.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, and it's what it is. But Jamie.
Yes, darling.
We're moving towards the end of the show, but I just want to say to the listeners, I hope you got something out of this that what Jamie and I we've been talking about, that hopefully you can go out and maybe practice some more boundaries, practice some more self-awareness, and try and find your heart. Move from the head into the heart.
Yeah. And don't dismiss the shadow. Integrate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, yeah. If it wasn't Lucky Luke, he kept chasing his own shadow.
Well, we wouldn't have shadow if we didn't have light. So
that's true. Yeah. And sometimes those shadows, they can be sexy.
Absolutely.
They can leave a lot up to the imagination. I just want to say.
Yes, they can.
So, Jamie, once again, tell the listeners everything you do and where they can find you and what you're up to.
So I am an intuitive, and I use the language of astrology to also add some layers to that intuition. You can find me at One to Listen, One to Radio, YouTube, social media, and I've got a course that I've been working on actually for quite some time that I will eventually complete and release, so something to look forward to. I've got a lot of projects that I'm working on behind the scenes. I'll get to them. But and I'm still doing the staff director role at Nine Gates Mystery School, which I love. And that's about it in a nutshell. And I love you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I love you too. I'm sorry I'm not going to see you for Halloween.
I'll take pictures.
That's going to be,
let's see.
Anyway, everyone out there, you can find me over at One to Listen Daily. I know I have been MIA here just for a little bit. I'm still getting settled, having moved everything out of Mexico, and I will go back to Mexico eventually. But right for now, I'm in Toronto, and I'm gonna go back to Denmark and get my cute little puppy, Marco Polo. He's been with my sister for over a year now, and so there's certain things there that needs to line up, and so I have been a little bit MIA, but I will be back, and you will be able to find me at One to Listen Daily almost 24/7. So I'm looking forward to talking to you, obviously, and I am working on my intuition course. I'm bringing it online, as I told you in the beginning. So that's coming up later down the road, and there's so many other things that are being planned in the background, but sitting here and spending the last minute here to tell you all about it, that wouldn't be fair to you. So all I can say is stay tuned. Raven's coming up next, of course, followed by Jay and Alan. So it should be a great night here on 1-2 Radio. So until next Wednesday, enjoy. And when you get to the weekend, enjoy it even more. All right. See you next time.